few years back, I had a bank lady ask me if I minded telling her where the checks I infrequently deposited came from, inasmuch as they were fairly large sums and came from various government agencies. I told her I was a glass artist and these were 1% for art project payments. The next time I cashed a check, she informed me that, and she hoped I didn't mind her frankness. Well, she didn't particularly care for the fact I made money that her taxes paid for. Waste of her hard-earned money, she said. I can only imagine how she might feel this year when the new Stamatopoulos High School goes online, probably totally hacked off about whatever art project their committee will choose from the Washington State Arts Commission roster. An absolute waste of her tax dollars. My bet is she voted against building a new school. The old one was good enough, just drag in some more trailers when needed. But, as I told her, I don't think 1% for art is a waste of money. Oh, sure, we could build a cement block Soviet-style school, maybe skip carpeting and ball fields, cut out the performing arts addition, keep costs to a bare minimum, and call it good enough. Nevertheless, we're the richest country in the world. Maybe you ought to build architecture that reflects our values. And no, a warehouse for education isn't what I think of as our values. Maybe our public buildings should inspire us. Maybe reflect our best aspirations. Art and architecture, to some, may seem more frivolity than necessity, but I do beg to differ. Great civilizations, well, they're judged on their aesthetics more than just their wealth or the power of their military. What we remember is their sculpture, their music, their writing, their philosophies, and yeah, their architecture. And the reason for that is that these represent their values and aspirations in a manner that is both aesthetic and ennobling. Good art tells us who we are as a community and as a society. Great art and great architecture do something more. They contribute to the creation of a public place in the true democratic sense, and they give dignity to our workplaces, to our schools and our courthouses, with the hope that we might, through the sheer power of a collective aesthetic, inspire in ourselves and our children a vision of possibilities and dreams and higher aspirations. Myself, I don't consider that a waste of money. Of course, I might be slightly prejudiced.